This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Patrick is engineering the broadcast. And we're talking about loyalty at the end of the last hour. And I was talking about loyalty and how my loyalty criteria has changed. You know, I used to be loyal, you know, when I'm talking about doing business. And I've been taught by businesses now that there's no such thing as loyalty. There isn't. So now I am loyal to the best value at that time. Now, a minute from now, my loyalty may change to the best value a minute from now. And I'm sorry to say that. I am really sorry to say that. Now, I have loyalty to our affiliates. I have loyalty to the networks, absolutely. But I'm talking about when I transact business here locally in the Ozarks. I've been taught things like companies welcome my business. And they welcome me by as much money as I have in my wallet. So the more I have in my wallet, the more I'm welcomed. And if that money were to dry up, I wouldn't be welcome anymore. That's kind of how I feel about transacting business in the Springfield marketplace. Gwyneth, has anything like that changed in your life? Have you seen that kind of lack of loyalty? Or is it just around here?
Well, you know, with regards to local businesses, you know, I would say that I would go with who has the best price. But the thing is that often, if you know, the fascists have absolutely just got their claws around this place so much that often there's only one or two businesses left in an area, in the municipality, that do each kind of good or service that you're after. Like, for instance, let's say I wanted to buy, you know, like 10 Highline hens, okay, or 20 Highline hens. These are the brown layer hens, okay? There's only one place that I know of in the whole municipality that sells brown Highline pullets.
Same thing. Same thing here. One.
Yeah.
Yep.
One business left that actually sells them. And, you know, there's only two or three or four places that sell the dog kibble. Okay, and there's only one dog kibble mill left that's any good. You know, you can go down to the supermarket and you can buy Pedigree Pal dog kibble. These are the, you know, the little biscuits that you get, the little round things that, you know, the dry food that you get. Here they're called dog kibbles. Okay, yes. Dry dog food. You can go to the supermarket and you can get Pedigree Pal or you can get Chum Dry Dog Kibble. It's you know, it's so bad. If you put your dog on it, your dog will, if it's a working dog, will just about starve. Mm-hmm. And the quality of the kibble, there's only one quality kibble maker left, I think, between Victoria and South Australia both. And so that's our state and the state next door. There's only one quality manufacturer of dog food left. And so if you want dog food, dry dog food, you have to go to that manufacturer. And they have mills in various places. Some of their mills are quite local. You know, they also produce human food as well as dog food. So it's the same company produces flour. And many of the wheat farmers around here, they sell their wheat to the same milling company. Okay, obviously they don't use the same mill for the flour as what they use for the dog kibble. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's not such a different process, you know, for manufacturing a dog food than manufacturing something like a flour. You've got, except that you've got to boil, with manufacturing the kibbles, you get the carcasses of the animals and you boil them up into a soup. And then you somehow dehydrate the soup, from what I gather. And then you get a powder, and then you crush the powder up, and you mix it up, and, you know, it makes a kibble. I'm not quite sure how they do it.
Well, I can tell you that these dead animals. We had a customer in Virginia, and that's what they did. If there was a power outage at one of these chicken factories, where they have this warehouse full of live chickens, and they just feed them for 49 days. They feed them for 49 days, and that's their entire life, 49 days. And then they're brought to the slaughterhouse where they're killed, and you see them packaged.
If there's a power outage,
well,
the chickens die.
Right, they all die. And
the
then, like, what do you do with them? Well, that's exactly right. So what happens in these power outages in Virginia and other places, they will bring in like a skid steer with a big bucket in the front, and they'll just scoop up these dead chickens, and they'll get picked up by this protein company. And the protein company will grind them up, put them in a big kettle, make like a stew out of them, and that is protein. That protein is the slurry that goes into the dog kibble. So when you you wonder where the protein comes from, it's corn and, you know, some other grains mixed with this slurry of dead animals. Now, if a horse dies, no problem. This company will pick up the horse, and it goes into the vet. If you've got dead dogs and cats from a euthanasia-type clinic where they kill dogs, you know, and cats because the owners don't want them anymore and they can't find a home for them, next thing you know, they're killed and they go into the vet. So that's what happens to some of these dead animals. They end up, yeah, literally. And, And the
so
people who
your dog
work there,
or your
I know,
cat could
I know
be literally eating, it could be engaging in cannibalism.
Well, yeah, and it gets worse than that because some of these dogs and cats have cancers and other diseases. And so, well, they've got cancer. It's going to die soon anyway, so let's just kill them. And then he goes in the pile, and then the protein company comes and picks up the dead dogs and cats, dead horses who have been euthanized or shot or just die, roadkill. You know, you hit deer, and you call up the 911 or whatever you call when you see roadkill, and then they get picked up, and then the protein company gets the dead deer, the dead dogs, cats, snakes, all of it, chickens.
Yep.
Now, they don't take the feathers off. Feathers go in.
Mm-hmm. Now that you mention that, something has just occurred to me, okay? These council municipalities and the health department and all the rest of them have gotten so bad that they have ads sometimes, which is you know, if you have animals die of unexplained reasons at your property, please call us. And most of the farmers around here have gotten pretty wise that if they have sheep or, you know, cows or whatever, you know, die all in a row, you know what I mean, like one after the other after the other, they don't call the vet anymore. They don't call the health department anymore. They just go out there with their 22 and they dispose of the animals and they dig a big hole and they put them in the big hole. Or maybe they would just call up the, you know, protein company and say, oh, I've got some carcasses here, come and pick them up, you know, because the vets and the health departments, they come along, they do their lab tests, and whether they find anything or not, the farmer's often quarantined and the farmer's put out of business. And but, you know, that's what if that disease is something like anthrax that is killing the animals, and the farmer's not necessarily going to know that, and you can't kill anthrax. What was that?
Mm-hmm. And mad cow disease?
Mad cow disease. That spread through prions, which is cannibalism. Yeah, cows being fed cows. And, you know, people can get mad cow disease, and that's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Here in Australia and in Papua New Guinea, they have another name for it. It's called Kuru. Okay, because there's certain Aboriginal tribes in Australia that are still cannibals to this day. And I know this because I've met members of these tribes, and they have kuru. And they have this insane-looking, weird smile. And kuru has a nickname in Papua New Guinea, that's Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. It's called the smiling death because a symptom of it is that your facial muscles are paralyzed into a permanent smile and your eyes get an insane glare. But yes, cows get it, sheep get it. In sheep, it's called scrapie. But, you know, this with their heavy-handed attitude, the health departments and the veterinary companies, with their kowtowing to the government, have actually made things a lot worse. Because now often farmers just don't report animal deaths at all. They just go out there with a 22 and they get their bobcat out and they dig a hole. And that doesn't make the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease and it doesn't make the anthrax go away. It just puts it aside into the groundwater and, you know, or they light a big fire.
We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at CATIArmor.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth with us. You know, Gwyneth, I've got in my hands a copy of a book written by one of our instructors. His name is Pat Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-A-N. And the book is titled, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Sounds like us, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, something, the other thing I was contemplating earlier while I was doing some shovel therapy today was I can't think of anything good, really, maybe with the possible exception of the family tax benefit. Oh, hang on. They're trying to manipulate people into getting vaccines using, you know, the family tax benefit as a blackmail lever. Oh, sorry, we can't put that on the list anymore either. Positive things that the government does for you. And I can't think of anything.
Well, the only thing that I can think of...
manipulation.
Yeah.
Everything is domination. Everything is enslavement. Everything's an extortion racket. Everything is bullying and thuggery. Yep.
Okay, manipulation.
That's how it is.
Domination, bullying, thuggery, extortion. You know, that all fits with the IRS. That's what they do.
Yeah, they're a private corporation. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
A few years ago. Yeah. And he was an IRS auditor. In his own conscience, he had to resign because he realized that he was an instrument of an extortion racket.
Yeah, and if you think about what it's like being in an IRS audit, and people are terrified of being audited. I'm not terrified of being audited. I think it's kind of amusing. I think it's a great. It's like a game of chess, literally. Except it's for keeps. And there's money on the table. And whose money is it? Well, it'd be your money, right? So when you're audited by the IRS, I think it's like a challenging game of chess. And the words manipulation, domination, bullying, thuggery, extortion, theft, all those words apply. They really do.
Yep.
When you're audited.
Yeah. I'll tell you what they're doing in this country.
Huh?
What Cliff High was mentioning a little while back about how they are, depriving people in this country of their government checks if they won't get their children vaccinated. Okay, I had endured a lessening of my government payment. So I went into, it's called Centrelink, it means like social security. And I complained, and I said, in the nicest possible way, my check's been reduced, what's going on? And they said, oh, well, you won't vaccinate your children. And I said, listen, there's a medical exemption, and you've got to realize that my sister had three children. Two of them were boys, one of them was a girl. Okay. She was a nurse. She fully vaccinated all of her children. Her two sons are both, one of the sons is the most severely autistic kid in the state. He's now in his mid-20s, and he will always live in a mental institution with a mattress on the floor and no furniture in his room. Why is there no furniture in his room? Because as soon as they put any furniture in his room, he smashes it. And my other nephew is also, fairly severely autistic. And my niece, who is their sister, she escaped autism. But she grew up, she did her nursing training, they made her take all the vaccines. And the next thing you know, she's schizophrenic. And I explained this to the woman in Centrelink, and lo and behold, the next thing you know, my family tax benefit was reinstated. I said, you've got to realize there's definite grounds here, and vaccine damage is absolutely a reality. My mum, she died back in 2015, but a few years before that, I'd gotten wind that it was going to be a deliberately contaminated flu vaccine, and I said, Mum, don't get the flu vaccine. Mum, just don't do it. She got it, and, within a week, she had basically severe pulmonary pneumonia. And it just about killed her. You've got to realize, these people are not your friend. Nothing that they do is good for you. Even the things that might seem to be good for you, you've got to be very, very careful. And, I still receive the family tax benefit because the municipality has destroyed the economy around here. And, I earn a little bit of money doing my telephonist work, but otherwise, it's pretty hard to get income, and it's very, very fortunate that I actually own my own farm outright. That means that my family and I have a roof over our head, and we're able to grow vegetables. And a great deal of my spare time is spent growing vegetables and keeping chickens. and, you know, looking after my dam, which produces fish, and it produces crayfish, which we eat. You know, this is it. You've got to realize these people are evil and they want to destroy you on every single level. And there's very little that they do that is actually good for you. Yep.
Okay, let me put an exclamation point on that. I had a very dear friend. His name is Paul. And Paul was about 80 years old. And I would go see him, and he lived nearby. And we'd have lunch together, and we'd chat, and we'd talk about important things. And there was roughly 20 years difference in our age. And so I said, so what's new with you? Well, I'm going to the doctor's tomorrow. Okay. Well, Paul, look, they're going to want you to have a flu vaccine. Don't get it. Promise me you won't get it, because they're deadly. People die when they get them.
Mm.
And he said, okay. And I said, Paul, I want you to promise me. I'm really serious about this, Paul. Promise me you will not get the vaccine. Your doctor's going to tell you that you need it. And really? And he had cancer at the time, but he was doing okay. I mean, he wasn't doing great, but he was doing okay. And so next day I called him up and I said, so how was your visit? And he said, Vinny, you're going to be mad at me. I got the vaccine. The doctor said I needed it. He was dead in 30 days.
Oh,
painful,
really?
Painful, painful death.
Oh, my gosh.
And his doctor told him he needed
it. Oh, my gosh, that is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is it.
And it's absolutely
true. This is why we are against vaccines. People have to realize this. It's affected us personally. It's affected our families. And we have seen our nieces, our nephews, our parents, you know, in some cases, our children. I dug my heels in regarding the vaccines, and my when my older boy was tiny, we had the child protection looking over our shoulder. So, you know, they would have made a lot of trouble if we hadn't vaccinated him. But he didn't receive any of his regular shots over the age of 6 months. You know, and I believe that that's why he's okay. And his brother didn't receive any of his regular vaccines. I just refused them. I said no. And they said, well, why is that? And I explained to them about his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at that time, you know, his niece had not started her nursing training because she was still a child herself. But, you know, the two boys were both severely autistic. And, you know, and they would whinge and moan and complain, oh, that's not related to vaccines, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know something? I studied environmental science at the University of Melbourne, and they said that there was a zero environmental tolerance for mercury, and you're putting mercury salts into the vaccines. That's
right.
Just one case. And that usually shut them up.
Mm-hmm. Well, our children...
The thimerosal is only one factor. You've also got the aborted baby parts, you've got the cancer cell lines, you've got a whole bunch of other adjuvants as well, fluoride and all. It's just a whole spectrum of it. It's just absolutely terrifying why anyone would want to do that. It's just, you know, they really need to study of what these things are and think, do I really want to fill my body and my children's body with this stuff?
Okay, and so what is the problem? When children prepare to go to school, one of the very first thing that the school does when someone starts in a new school is, has your child been vaccinated? And, you know, I don't think lying is a good thing. I really don't. I believe in honesty and integrity. And let me put a caveat there. Except when you have to do so to save your life or your health or a family member's from the government. From the government, right? So, I believe in telling the truth, but when the government says you will put your child at risk of a life of pure hell with this vaccination, and then the government says, actually, they don't say that. You have to do your own research to find that out. But these vaccinations are very, very risky. So when the government says you will have one of these in order to put your child in school, get it now or your child can't come to school, and the government does not tell you, well, I'll tell you, we got this form in the nurse's office. All you have to do is put your signature on there that you object to this for a religious reason, and then everything is solved and you're good to go without having the vaccine. They don't tell you that. They do not tell you that you can exempt your children by having a religious exemption. So, you know, when our children were in school
that's
at that time.
That's not available in Australia anymore, by the way. They've done away with that.
And it's going away
it's
here,
disgusting.
Too. But what happened with us is they would say, have your children been vaccinated? And we say, oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they've been vaccinated. Oh, yeah, 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 all set. They're up to date? Oh, yeah. They're up to date from our point of view, okay, not from the government's point of view. And finally, they said, prove it. And we couldn't. We couldn't prove it because we didn't have records that said that they had these scores of vaccinations. So I said, okay, all right. We do not vaccinate for religious reasons. I said, oh. Signed the form in the nurse's office. And it was
religion.
Right. And they didn't say, so Finelli, is that Catholic, Protestant, Episcopalian, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist? Are you a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster? What religion is this? They never asked. And we weren't going to tell them anyway.
Yep.
Okay? We weren't going to tell them that we were raised either Presbyterian, Protestant, Episcopalian, Dutch Reformed, or Roman Catholic. We weren't going to tell them any of that. But they said, okay, fine.
It doesn't matter.
Sign here.
Because no matter what religion you are, it should be against your religion to inject your children with aborted baby parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
foreign bodies.
The simple truth of it.
Yes.
It should be against your religion to inject your body with cancer cells. No matter what religion you are.
Right. And I've been to Sam's Club, and they'll have this table there near the checkout registers, and there'll be people manning and womaning the booths or these tables, and you can get your free shingle shot. You can get it right there. And I'll say to Mrs. Finelli, I'll stop right in front of them, and I'll say, and I'll look at my hand as if I had a watch. I don't have a watch. But I'll look at my hand, and I'll say, oh, jeez, if we only had time, we could get our shingle shot. But we got to go. Let's go. And, you know, it's just my way of digging these people. Why would anybody want to get a shingle shot? Now, probably the people who are behind the booths have been brainwashed into thinking this is a good thing. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Measles, mumps,
shingles,
rubella.
Shingles is not a good thing.
No. What I mean is they believe that getting the immunization is a good thing. They probably really believe it. They've been brainwashed.
Well, getting the immunization will give you shingles.
Right.
That's the plain and simple truth of it.
It does.
Yeah.
So I don't want it. I don't want it. And I don't want any members of our family to get it. And I've been cautioning them. Now, I know a young girl who wants to be a teacher. Now, here's the dilemma. She wants to be a teacher. However, teachers shall receive the immunizations to protect these little young students who are going to be in her class, whether it be kindergarten, elementary school through elementary school, or junior high through high school, whatever, or college. You will have these immunizations in order to teach at the government training camp. Now, How that's going to be resolved, I'm not sure at this point. But I've been telling her every chance I get, she's probably sick of hearing me say it, don't do it, no matter what. It's not worth teaching these little thugs to put your life on the line. Don't do it.
Yep. That's right. And you know something, is everybody had that attitude of, we're not taking your stupid shots, no matter what, then they would go out of business. They would not.
Well, and not only that, let me say something that will probably cost us our one listener that we have. Don't take the stupid shots. I'm not going to take your stupid shots so I can teach your stupid children.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then their education system would collapse. You know, and it would be a good thing. Because, you know, you look at the kids who have never, ever been homeschooled, and it's like they haven't got eyes on the front of their head. They've got two little black holes on the front of their head. It's like you could draw a comic strip of them and do the little swirly things for where their eyes are. You look at the kids who have been homeschooled for at least part of their education, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, they're generally not fat. They're generally of a normal body mass index. Okay, for their family. I mean, if you get a family of fat people, the kids are going to be fat because of their genetics. If you get a family of thin people, like our family, then the children are going to be thin. But it doesn't matter, okay, because they're going to be healthy. But you look at the homeschooled kids, and their eyes are full of life and intelligence, and they have, you know, a real spark about them. And they want to learn, they want to be engaged with the world, and the world's an exciting and beautiful place for them. But you look at the kids who have spent their whole lives in state school, and that by the time that they are like 14, 15, 16 years old, they are just, their minds are turned to mush, their little eyes are little black holes, there's nothing there. And, you know, they wonder why there's such a high rate of juvenile depression. Well, try looking at the school system.
Mm-hmm.
Try looking at the fact that you are putting these children into a mental cage and you are making their lives, their little lives, so uncomfortable if they dare to get out of that mental cage. You know, it's just not allowed for them to think anything contrary to what the teacher says. And if you get one child in the class that speaks up and says, for instance, something like, I don't know, I don't believe that carbon dioxide's a bad thing. That's heresy. You know?
Yeah.
I think that it's what plants breathe.
Our son,
because, you know, my dad has a greenhouse and he has a CO2 bottle on the greenhouse and it makes the plants grow better.
I'll bet.
Yeah,
I'll bet it
whatever.
Does. My wife and Mrs. Finelli and one of our boys were looking through some, you know, old documents that we have here at the farm. And my son was laughing about my fourth grade report card. He was reading the teacher's comments about, you know, Vinny disrupts the class, Vinny asks lots of questions, he talks too much. Why can't Vinny be like everybody else in class? You know? and you're right. And you're right about the homeschooling because I was at Sam's Club. Now, the reason I mention Sam's Club so often is there's a barrier to entry. Sam's Club is a part of, like, the Walmart group. And Sam's Club, you pay a minimum, it's probably $45 a year now, to have the privilege of being a member of this club. And they will sell things in bulk at a little bit less cost than Walmart does. So if you want to buy soap in the, you know, like a minimum of maybe 12 bars of soap at a time, you can buy that at Sam's Club. If you want to buy one bar of soap, you can go other places. If you want to buy detergent by the bucket rather than buy this, you know, a laundry detergent, then rather buy a bucket than a smaller quantity, a little box or something, you would go to Sam's Club. Well, you can save money doing that, and we have been a member of Sam's Club for years. And I saw this young, and there's a barrier to entry, okay? The barrier to entry to going to Sam's Club is you've got to pay the club membership annually, which keeps some people out. Because they just are not going to buy in bulk. They're not a business. And so Sam's Club bathrooms are generally cleaner than the bathrooms at Walmart. I've been to Walmart, and I've said, I've come out of the men's room, and I'll say, well, geez, I'm really sorry. I looks like I missed the toilet paper fight that you guys were running, 15 minutes ago.
Because... Walmart is full of aliens, I've heard.
Yes, yes. People with multicolored. Yeah. I mean, some people really shouldn't be allowed out of the house the way they look. But getting back to Sam's Club, I remember.
They dress up to go shopping.
Yeah, and Sam's Club is generally a little slower pace. People who go there are very deliberate about what they buy, and they've got a lot of items in their carts generally compared to, most supermarkets and Walmarts. Well, I remember seeing this young girl, probably in her very early teens, with her mom shopping. And, the girl was, she had that bright look in her eyes. She was very deliberate. And this shopping adventure with her mom was a learning experience, okay, for her, for the daughter. And I mentioned to, it appeared that way from 100 feet away. And when I got close to them, I said, may I ask, are you homeschooled? And the young girl said, yes. And I started talking to her mother.
Over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, I'm just looking at the screen here, well, it looks like we are connected. Gwyneth, when I was a little younger and we were raising our children, our young children would say, can you do such and such? And I'd say, well, I can in about a minute or so. I'm finishing this one thing, and I'll be glad to do that as soon as I'm done with this. And dad can only do one thing at a time. And they would say, but mom can do seven. But I literally only can do one thing at a time, or at least I can do one thing at a time better than I could do seven things at a time. And the reason I'm mentioning this to the class is that I talked right into the break of the last break. And the reason is,
yep,
I fly by the audio more than I fly by the clock. Now, I do have an atomic clock.
We lost the little music.
Yeah, yeah. I fly right by. Yeah. I fly by the audio, and the audio gives me a prompt to look up at the clock. Now, so, and that's because I can do only one thing at a time. I'm either talking or I'm looking at the clock, or maybe I can do a little bit of each. But generally, I fly by the audio, so I talked right into the commercial break. And we were talking about homeschooling and homeschoolers, and you can definitely see from a distance, at least 100 feet, in my case, when someone is homeschooled. There is an obvious, deliberate difference in the way they behave, dress, act. They are generally not hyperactive. They are generally not looking down at their phone. They're generally not seeking constant rewards for just being there. They're generally not seeking constant attention. They're brighter, more deliberate, more focused, and better performers, generally speaking, in my opinion. Gwyneth, is that what you're seeing, or is it different?
I'm seeing exactly the same thing, you know. You can tell when the kids are homeschooled, even if they have been homeschooled for several years and then been put back into the school system. You can spot them, okay? It's, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. And you notice that the kids who have had some homeschooling experience, when they go into the state school system, they tend to hang out together. They tend to become friends with one another. And the other thing is, the other dividing line is children that grew up in town versus farm kids, or kids that grew up on small holdings, kids that grew up on stations, which is what we call ranches in this country. You can pick the difference between them. The kids that grew up on small farms or ranches, they are more independently minded. They've got more of a go-get-em attitude to life. They've got an attitude of, well, what are we going to do this afternoon? I don't know, let's go for a horse ride. You know? And when these kids grow up to be teens, okay, the kids that have grown up on small holdings or large holdings, they tend to fall in love with other smallholding kids or other rancher kids. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
that's,
I do.
That's how it tends to happen. And that has exactly happened in our family. My older boy has met a girl that he likes, and he spends a great deal of time these days at her place. And, you know, they're both, you know, around about 16 years old. And, you know, I did some research on who this girl was, and lo and behold, she's from a family that has a small holding, and her mother have horses.
So he's riding horses.
So he's riding horses when he goes over there. He already knows how to ride a horse, because I've had horses pretty well the whole time as well.
Interesting you say this, Gwyneth. That's what our son's doing. He and his girlfriend ride horses.
Yeah,
Gwyneth,
that's
thank
right.
You. Thank you for being with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.